Hey, everybody, welcome back to the Real Debaters podcast. I am Michael Petro. Hello, listener. This week on the show, Jimmy, Charles, and myself are debating. We're masturbating, if you will, all things Tom Cruise with Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning coming out this weekend, part one of, I'm sure, four. They're just going to stretch this thing out as long as they can. And we're all going to go see it. We're all going to go see Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning part 12. But in honor of this weekend and that coming out, Charles thought it would be fun to go down the list of movies that Tom Cruise almost did and then argue why his acting chops could have had him in that movie. So, like, I'm picking Edward Scissorhands, and Charles has picked Austin Powers in some way, and Jimmy has gone way out in left field with the Terminator and wants to see Tom Cruise as the Terminator, the smallest Terminator to ever come from the future. So that's what we're arguing, which movie could win that Tom Cruise should or could have done. Maybe will do one day if they ever reboot it. Who fucking knows? The point is, it's all Tom Cruise today, kids. So that's what's on the show. That's who's on the show. Housekeeping coming up in the month of August, first weekend in August, last weekend in August, September long weekend, last weekend in August. And first weekend, we're going to be at Movies in the Park at Assiniboine Park. We have been graciously asked to host, and we humbly accept that Joy at Assiniboine Park is awesome. So she has faith in us. So we'll be hosting both of those nights. The first weekend is going to be either Soul or ET. We have yet to decide when we're going to record. We're going to do a live like commentary of it there, like we did last year. We're just going to do one movie instead of two because those episodes, we're tired. They went long. We didn't say much. So we're going to pick a night. Pick a movie, sorry. And if you see us recording while we're there, we're going to be talking about the movie that's happening in front of us, behind you, if you're walking over to us. And you can share your opinions, ideas on the film, favorite memories, moments, all that stuff. So that's the first weekend. Then the last weekend's going to be Super Mario Brothers. It's-a-me, a Mario. And Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3. And it's going to break your heart. It was so good. Rocket Story is going to close, but we're going to be there for that as well too, doing the exact same thing, hosting for that night as well. So we look forward to seeing all you Movies in the Park people there. If you saw us there last year, come over and say hello. Like, we're super friendly people. And like, if you say something and then you're like, I don't know if I want that on the show, I'll be like, I'll delete it. Don't worry. We're not, this is a comfortable environment. This is an approachable cinematic conversational environment. I'm going to fuck this up if I keep talking. But anyways, if you see us, come over and say hello. Subscribe so you don't miss out on any of these things as well as what we're doing in the world. So Apple or Spotify, find it on your phone. If you've got any other podcast player, we're also there too. And then at Real Debaters Pod, Twitter and Instagram. And then the Real Debaters Podcast on Facebook. And if you want to see us in 30 seconds or less, sometimes a minute, we are on YouTube at RD Pod Shorts. That's at RD Pod Shorts. So yeah, get into the Debaterverse. Join all those things. You'll never miss a beat. If you're really down with listening to us, then you're always in the know. And for all you new people, give us a shot. Like, you know, we're fun. We're goofy. We're idiots. We enjoy doing this for your entertainment. Are you not entertained? I'm going to go for dinner at the Legion. Bye, guys. Oh, yeah, I'll cue that reel. And you enjoy the show.
Let's tidy up this tangle of film by putting it on a reel. Here is a motion picture film. 1,000 feet. 16,000 separate photographs.
Welcome, everybody, to the official space section of the charter.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
Sir, you're out of order.
Out of order? I show you out of order!
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Real Debaters Podcast. I am Michael Petro.
Oh, I am some guy.
Drinking water like it's the last bottle.
Hydrated Charles.
And off in the corner, who's that over there?
It's Optimus.
I could do better.
You can do better. Try again. Try again.
It's Optimus.
No, I don't have it today.
No?
It's Optimus.
Put the cube in my chest, Sam.
That's Jimmy, listener, as you might know. Hello, welcome back to another episode of The Real Debaters. This week we have some more well-timed, in line with some new big blockbuster movie release debates for you. We're going to do, this one's inspired by Mission Impossible, by Tom Cruise himself.
Mainly
Tom Cruise. We're just using Mission Impossible as an excuse.
The best Hollywood runner ever.
Ever. That ass man, I tell you.
Yeah.
You know what's fun? What? When I was a kid, there was an infomercial on TV for Rascal scooters.
Yeah.
Like the Walmart type scooters.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
The guy selling them, his name was Tom Cruise.
Fuck off.
Yep.
Really?
I shit you not.
And then the next day he did Mission Impossible and yeah. everything changed.
Do you think he gets like really good dinner reservations when that Tom Cruise called?
Almost definitely.
You know, and then he's like, he shows up and they're like, you're not that Tom Cruise. He's like, I'm the Tom Cruise from the Rascal Scooters commercial.
Are you Tom Cruise from TV? And he gets to say yes.
When I worked at Rogers Video, we had a guy who would come in once a month and his name was Kevin Bacon. Like legit.
Oh my God.
And we memorized him because like his name was Kevin Bacon. So every time he came. Man, he'd come to the counter and he would hate me because I'd be like, I'm sorry, we're all out of copies of Footloose. And I'd do it every time and he would hate it.
Could you throw in puns like, man, when you walk in, it's like a tremor.
Wild thing, am I right?
No. Hey, man, that river down by you, is that Mystic?
Oh, my God. Yes.
You know what you guys are doing. You're doing the Michael Bolton thing.
Yeah, yeah.
We are.
Yeah.
You're definitely. Are.
Why should I change my name? He's the one that sucks.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Seriously. What the fuck? No. So the debate is inspired by Mission Impossible coming out, but we thought, actually, Charles thought, this one's his baby. So
I'll take every copy of Footloose.
All of them.
Right now.
The remake.
So what this is that there's a big list of movies that Tom Cruise almost did.
Yeah.
When Tom Cruise started to Tom Cruise.
He has
right?
his own what if.
Yeah.
Basically.
Oh, totally. Yeah. And you can do it. Like, and it's not yeah. just like almost happened. Like there are meetings, there
yeah.
were lunches, there were almost contracts signed. And you thought, well, we didn't get him as Iron Man.
Right.
Because
yeah.
that's the big one, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
but wouldn't it be fun to see if we can figure out which Tom Cruise movie he should have done
yeah.
that was not meant for Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
Like they want prime example. John, what was the one on me? John Connor, not John Connor. Sorry, that's from Terminator.
John Leguizamo.
No, the one.
John Madden.
The Disney flop, the $300 million Disney flop.
Here's the thing about
John.
The guy goes to Mars.
He goes to Mars.
John Carpenter? No,
no,
that's a real
that's
man.
John Carpenter.
That's a real
that's
man.
That's a director.
No, but it's a name. It's like John.
John Kerry.
Stupid.
What the fuck? We'll
yeah,
figure it
anyways,
out later.
I know the kid that was in it. What's his name? The guy who played Gambit. Ended
yeah.
up playing him.
Channing Tatum.
No.
And it kind of fucked his career up a little bit. Taylor Kitsch.
Taylor Kitsch.
Played him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
From True Detective Season 2, Taylor Kitsch as
but
well.
But in a way.
Battleship Taylor Kitsch.
In a way, what it did was it made him be like, hey, I don't think I want to do studio movies anymore.
Yeah.
And he ended up actually becoming an amazing actor. Like,
I love him.
And the career choices he has done are amazing. Like,
okay. Oh, let's name a movie that we all know. Tom Cruise is up for Shawshank Redemption.
Yeah, that imagine? One's wild.
Can you imagine Tom Dufresne for
imagine
a second?
How much smaller the hole would be.
Well,
for him
Andy
to get out.
Was Andy was like 6'6".
Andy was
yeah.
a baller.
Yeah, that's what I mean, right? Like, yeah,
Andy had height. Like,
you've never seen me
very
upset.
He wanted to
Shawshank.
I just can't believe if anybody wanted to assault him, I feel like he could just punch you once in the head and
right?
that'd be, he would. Yeah. You know what he'd do? He'd hit you on the top of the head with a mallet.
Be like, Benji, open all the cells. Benji? Benji.
Benji, are you there? So
he got by doing everybody's taxes, but really it's because he was the size of King Kong.
It truly was a Shawshank Redemption.
Can you imagine him? Like, just like him yelling at the warden, him with Red, like
yeah.
him trying to teach a guy how to yeah. have a university education. Like, so many things would not float if Tom Cruise
no.
was Andy Dufresne at the end of that movie.
No.
So that's what we're going to debate. We've all come up with which movie he should have done, and we're going to argue why we think he should have done that movie. And not just any movie, because Jimmy's gone blockbuster. Jimmy's gone rogue
oh, yeah.
on this one.
Oh, yeah.
And it's going to be impressive.
Well, there's just so many options.
There's
yeah.
too many.
Yeah.
There's too many. Too, you know, it's a great podcast. Too many movies, by the way. These dudes in Texas who I follow on Instagram, they're lots of fun. And I just wanted to mention them on the show.
And their pod's called Too Many Movies?
Too Many Movies. Too Many Movies. That's
I mean,
their,
they're not wrong.
They're not. Yeah, no. But they just dissect a movie each episode. They're three funny guys, kind of like, you know, three funny guys I know.
I don't know anyone else that's doing that.
Sounds like the Real Debaters.
It's a real niche market.
Sounds really niche. Yeah, yeah, I don't
yeah.
know.
No.
The American Real Debaters is actually called
yeah.
Too Many Movies.
Yeah, it's our satellite podcast.
Yeah. Yeah, that's our Sirius Radio launch.
No
it's
shit.
Our sister show.
Yeah.
Yeah, there we
there
go.
Go.
There we
there
go.
Go.
So that's what's on for the argument today. Before we get into it, we just want to let you know shamelessly that we have stuff coming up. We have a conversation about a pending movie night this week.
Yeah,
I
think it's
going to
go well.
I think it's going to go well, too. So you got to subscribe to the show to know about all these things.
That's the best way to know.
Your podcast player right now has this button that lets you do it.
Yeah.
No way.
And when you do it, There's a link in our bio on our Twitter, our Instagram, and our Facebook that has like everybody's shit. Yeah. So if you go at Real Debaters Twitter, which is Real Debaters Pod, Real Debaters on Instagram, Real Debaters Pod, spelled R-E-E-L, and then the Real Debaters Podcast on Facebook and RD Podcast Shorts on YouTube.
You Google us, you're not going to find anything else.
It's true, actually. Like, yeah. Not many people can say that they own a whole Google page when you Google something.
Yeah.
But yeah, so just Google us if you can't find us. It's all there. But the big thing is all of August, there's these movies in the park at Assiniboine Park here in Winnipeg, where we're from. And we like to show up, post up, and then talk about the movie and hang out. We did this last year. You may have heard it. You may have listened to the episodes. We've calibrated to do only one movie a night this year instead of two. So that's like 5 hours of talking.
Yeah.
It's a lot of work. But if you see us there, come on over and say hello. If you like the show, come
on
over.
Talk about the movie. Tell us what you like about the
movie. Exactly. You see open microphones. That's for people like you to come over and engage with Jimmy, Charles, me, Emily, who's ever there. We're friendly fucking people, right, guys?
Yeah, no, and we want more engagement, the better for everybody, I think.
Yeah, you fuckers.
Yeah, you sons of bitches.
Everybody has an opinion these days. It's called social media. So come on over and express yours about, and the movies that we're going to be there for, we're going to be there for the first night. We're going to do Soul.
Yep.
And we're going to do E.T. because we can't not do E.T.
Oh, my God, that's great.
Like, E.T.'s ours.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
It's not today's. That's ours. So we got to post up for that. And then we'll be there at the end of it all, and we're going to do the Super Mario Brothers and Guardians of the Galaxy.
That's right.
That's a great one.
Night.
Yeah. Wait, they're both showing those in the same night?
Yes, sir.
Wow.
Yeah. What a get, right?
That is, yeah, whoever organized that one, that's a high five right there.
What
right?
a treat for everybody. It's almost as if you should go
and then
see this.
Yeah. These are both really new movies. Like, they're not even 6 months old yet.
And this is free.
Yeah.
It's free
in the park.
A free thing. You can bring your own snacks.
Yahoo!
Whee!
You can see brand new movies that are months out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Incredible.
And it's like
with your friends.
Yeah.
In the park. Like, you can bring 30 of you and go see a movie together.
I was going to say, too, like,
for free.
E.T. is such a good movie for that. Especially, like, the whole last 40 minutes are going to feel so cool being in the park watching
it. It's
going to
be a blast.
Like, yeah.
Right?
Yeah. It's very
it's
cool.
It's going to be dark out. It's going to be E.T. Phone home.
So
right?
Don't miss it. Follow Real Debaters on everything to see when we're doing it.
That's right.
Exactly. And it's in the show notes. So, like, if you're like, I can't figure it out now. It's in the show notes. Just go to the bottom, hit the links. It's everywhere.
We've made it easier.
Yeah. I'm a lazy piece of shit. Yeah. I don't want to make this hard. So.
You've already clicked how many buttons to get to us. Just keep clicking and then you get the full experience.
Yeah, keep clicking that little button.
Just click
at
it.
At least one.
Click it. Gentle click it. And the nice.
Click
and...
it. Make it sexy. Click it.
Click
anyways.
It.
That's shameless promotion time over. Let's step off this mortal coil. We've all seen it in the last week. We can finally all talk about it because I had to be nice to Emily.
Yeah, you saw it like before any of us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I said, because Chad lives like 30 seconds away, right?
Yeah.
Chad's like ejector seat movie time guy.
Yeah.
Because like, let's just meet on the corner and then go 30 seconds away.
Yeah.
So, I was like, I can't live this week without seeing it. I can shut up about it, but I can't live and not know. So
it also seemed like it was like, even Jimmy, you experienced, you had a harder time seeing Spider-Man than you did.
I
Flash,
did.
Right?
Yeah. We're still having a hard time seeing Spider-Man.
Really? Eh?
Yeah.
Wow.
It is. Like, and like the movie times are like 3 and 12:30 at night. Like, they're so spread out.
Well, and this is the thing, right? Is having all these blockbusters come out all around the same time.
So much anxiety.
Yeah. And like the theaters are like, you know, they can only do so much and shuffle. Like, I read a whole article. Tom Cruise is furious that they're only showing.
Pooping his pants.
Yeah. They're only going to show it in for a week.
Really?
Yeah.
That's
fucked. Yeah, so because of Oppenheimer, I guess, took
and
the license of they took the license
and,
for everything.
What a bad week.
But this is the problem. This is what the issue is that they think they're acting as if every theater is an IMAX theater, and it's not.
Right.
There's more IMAXs than there's ever been, but it's still not the standard
not
of
here.
Cinema.
Well,
and everybody's coming out with an IMAX cut,
did
but it's like
they shoot Mission Impossible or Barbie on IMAX cams.
So I believe,
but did they? Hang on, just answer my question. Did
I believe
Mr.
with Mission
Nolan,
Impossible,
baby.
They did with just the big. I don't think the whole movie's filmed in it, but the big stunts, obviously, certain set pieces,
so,
definitely.
A movie made with IMAX cameras for IMAX screens should get IMAX priority.
I agree, and Nolan filmed the whole thing in IMAX.
Yeah. He makes a priority to do film with their cameras.
Yeah.
So,
But
the point is, we've all seen The Flash now.
And if I'm being honest, it feels like Mission Impossible is going to be a movie that you stream at home.
I mean,
no,
I could see.
That's a
you're going to go
I'm,
see
I'm
that?
I'm going to go in the theater.
I definitely could see, but if I had to choose between Oppenheimer and that in IMAX, I'm going to pick Oppenheimer.
I'm going to pick Barbie.
Oh, I'm going to do a back-to-back.
It's not
back,
even a fucking question.
So, I'm so pumped for Barbie.
Okay, let's bring it back for a sec. So the best part is that we've all now seen The Flash.
The Flash.
And we can,
and Transformers.
We don't have to be like, did you, did,
Sam,
you're gonna love this, you're gonna love that. We can actually talk about it. So Jimmy, what you went with Zoe, I went with Chad, you went with Charles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, I'm
sorry. I took Charles. Yeah. Okay, all right. So Jimmy,
self-care day.
Lead us off here.
Fuck me, man. Like, I loved it. I've said this before. I'm finally glad that we're able to see this. These are my favorite characters on screen. You guys have had your favorite characters on screen for the last 20 fucking years.
Yeah.
And I finally get mine, and I'm so happy to hear that Blue Beetle's going to kick it off. And I thought this was just an excellent way to end it. Whether they do another Flash again, honestly, I could use it. If they did another one, great. I'm not going to hate it. I thought it was so much fun. I thought Andy Muschietti did a great job.
He did.
The way it opens, just as soon, it's really the first time that we've seen Flash fucking run, right? Like, just because he's running from what is Central City to Gotham.
Yeah, like he wakes up and then he gets the call and it's like, why am I getting all the janitorial jobs?
Exactly.
I did really love the it felt a lot like the animated show when he's asking, well, where's Superman, and then it shows him on the TV,
right.
And then it's like, where's Wonder Woman? It's like, and it was very much like, it's neat to see the DC is at a point where they can do that now.
It was cool.
Right? Like, we can just see, they can mention Superman and show a clip, or they don't need to, but it's neat that, like, we don't have to, like, tiptoe around things. It's a shared universe.
Right.
Embrace the shared universe.
And boy, like, did they.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to get too far ahead here, but I was a little disappointed that we didn't get a little bit of Cyborg.
Yeah, especially when they were hyping it up there for a bit.
I feel bad for Ray Fisher.
Well, yeah. We got pretty much everybody.
Everybody
but Cyborg.
And they say his name, but they never really.
Yeah, what is it? They're like, oh, the accident didn't happen in that universe. He's just a really good football.
Like, where?
Player, oh yeah, because he makes the call.
Yeah, he makes the call.
And he finds out that.
But like,
yeah.
Where was he during the opening scene?
Yeah.
Like, they didn't even...
They didn't even mention,
the fuck?
Oh, that's right, because that was still current.
I think it's Bad Blood.
That was current Zack Snyder-verse.
So he would have been around.
I'm pretty sure it's Bad Blood with DC and Ray Fisher. Even though James Gunn has taken over,
It's Zaslav that won't let that happen.
Yeah, exactly.
That's just so unfortunate.
It's stupid, but yeah.
He deserved better.
Especially because he is the central focus and main core point
of Justice League. Yeah.
No, he really is.
He is, yeah.
I went with Chad. Chad said I wanted darker, and like,
I don't disagree either.
At the same time, though, like, with what Ezra brings to the character, he's nerdy, he's goofy, he's funny. Like, he's the cool scientist for all us nerds character, right? Like, he's a Peter Parker.
That's, I was just gonna
right?
say,
like,
that he's more Spider-Man, I think, than Flash.
Yeah. And to darken that up, it's already dark enough that he's trying to break a universe to save his mother. How much more darker do we need to go? When Batman came back, even the coloring was like, this is back in 89.
Well, have you seen Flashpoint, Michael? Like,
Yeah.
I watched the animated movie again last night because I was itching.
That's what kind of drove me a little crazy about this one. I wish they just did
follow
Flashpoint.
Because holy... So in Flashpoint...
Oh, it's so good.
Batman is actually Thomas Wayne because...
Bruce was killed
in the alley, and then his mom becomes the
Joker. Yeah, dude.
And Thomas Wayne is like unhinged, crazy Batman.
That.
He shoots people.
Yeah,
he doesn't give a fuck.
Yeah, and the way they show Batman when you first see is it looks solid like Batman, but then he is on a rooftop with a criminal and shoots him dead.
Okay.
Yeah. And you're like, holy
this
shit.
This is a different Batman.
And that makes a lot of sense that they didn't do all of that, because when they were like, okay, if we do this and we do Flashpoint where a Batman comes back, what do we do with that Batman? It was a lot of fun and it was nostalgia bomb, but do you think maybe they were like, could we have Batman shooting people?
A big part of the reason why they casted Jeffrey Dean Morgan as Thomas Wayne is they were hoping to build up and he would be the Thomas Wayne in that.
He'd be such a good
right. And when you think about it now, having someone like Jeffrey Dean Morgan just show up for a kill scene in Batman is kind of ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like, when they could have gotten
anybody,
right? So
it's 30 seconds of film. Like, yeah.
And that was my thing, too, is like, as cool as it was to see Michael Shannon come back as Zod,
yep,
he was.
I would have been like, I almost was like, that was, I wish they introduced Reverse Flash and way sooner.
I was thinking the same
way sooner
thing.
And make that
the
villain.
That's who I thought bumped him out
yeah,
into
man.
The timeline.
That's
right?
what I mean.
And Annie Muschietti talked about it. Yeah. He was like, obviously we wanted to do something with Reverse Flash. We weren't able to do it, but that would be the focus of the next
yeah,
movie.
Yeah, man. And like, and that's
so
what
Reverse Flash is coming in the universe from
so
the opposite direction.
Flash, spoiler, Reverse Flash is the one who went back in time and killed Barry's mom.
Yeah.
That's where that
that's Reverse Flash.
Wow.
Yeah. So when the Barrys are fighting and he's like, no, you're going to let mom die. I'm not going to let that happen. That Barry is alluding that our Barry is the evil one, but it's really him.
Yeah.
By saying, I'm not going to let you kill mom. He actually is Reverse Flash.
Oh, so that's
because
the,
everything
that's
he's
the Easter egg. Then.
That's right. Because everything he's doing by preventing his mom dying, his mom dies in other ways, but he keeps reversing and it's making so many spider timelines that he ends up that's why like he's trapped in that.
And I like the way they went with it, like bringing Zod back, but again, the Flashpoint cartoon, man.
I know.
Like, so it's a war. It's Wonder Woman and Aquaman. It's Atlantis and Themyscira are at war with each other, and it's going to end the fucking world.
Yeah.
Is like the,
and they don't give a shit
of what they did with Zod.
And they don't care.
Yeah. They're just happy
to they're just like, we got to settle this beef and we don't care what happens.
Like Michael Shannon said this time around.
So there's no Justice League. There's no.
No.
And it's just Batman and Flash trying to assemble.
And even in Flashpoint, he has to get his powers back.
Yeah.
So that whole thing
they
where
do
he
the
makes
experiment
it,
again.
That's right.
Yeah,
but so it's Barry. It's Thomas Wayne
doing
it to Barry. So that Barry can get his powers to be able to leave
and
that
Batman's
timeline.
It's like having a bourbon.
Yeah.
It's fucking great.
That's insane.
Well, and Michael Caine did it a bit. Like, he kind of did that Wayne. Like,
I agree.
That was my favorite scene, by the way. I did not expect to see Hobo Bruce Wayne beat the shit out of people with a frying pan.
Can we ask a question, though, for a second about that?
Yeah.
Whose idea was it for the necktie? Was it Muschietti?
And I'm so curious.
Like, you look at Muschietti, and he's wearing one in all of his interviews right now. So was that his necktie that he was wearing when he went to set, and then Bruce was like, Keaton's like, give it to me.
I could see Michael even like, just being like, this is the missing part of this
thing. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
because it's
to
such
set,
a Michael
like,
thing, right? Like,
oh, my God. Because, like, he's wearing it when they first meet up with
throughout
long
the whole
hair.
Movie, he keeps
he
it.
Wears it whenever he's, like, in a down situation back at the Batcave. And I'm just like, This is on the nose. This is a prop, right? Yeah. So I'm like, who came up? And then when I saw him in his fucking interviews, I was like, this is getting too meta.
I think it's also a nice homage to Adam West. Adam West's.
Yeah,
that's right.
Bruce Wayne always had the very nice, like.
Speaking of that for a second, let's jump around here.
That's very true, too. That could very well be it.
Yeah, it could just be an homage because Adam West was the playboy. Like, he, more than a lot of the Bruce Waynes we've seen, Adam West was actually the real playboy.
The best Bruce Wayne.
Yeah. He was the suave, sexy, like,
remember
really.
Remember the Batuzzi?
Yeah.
Shark repellent.
The shark repellent, yeah.
But the what we got with their attempt to be like, this is where we possibly could be going. And it fast forwards right to the end. But when we get Christopher Reeve.
Oh, my God.
And we get George.
That's what stem cells will do.
Like, when sure. But when they take.
That's what they're doing.
When they take it all, when they give us the Nick Cage Batman we didn't get, when we get fucking Adam West running, like, each globe is this beautiful little, like, let's take a moment
it
to see how we
good.
Got here.
I did love
that they were actually globes and multicolored. Like, I loved that. I thought it was
because
so comic book.
But that's a shot at the stones, too.
Yes, it is. It is. Because they were the colors of the stones,
exactly.
Literally. It's also, like, that is one of those things where I'm like, that's a comic book. Like, if they were to do it in a comic book,
that's a big full-page splash.
Yeah,
it was satisfying.
For sure.
It was truly satisfying.
I didn't expect to see a CGI Christopher Reeve. I freaked out.
A CGI Christopher Reeve? What about the CGI Nick Cage?
Yeah, that was in. And I read
apparently
about
that
it
was
too.
In person,
and yeah, they didn't CGI it. They CGI'd the hair and the costume.
Made
but
him
that's
look
Nick.
Younger.
But that's Nick doing that. Yeah, I didn't realize that. Apparently, he was on set for about 5 hours. Did
that's
everything
insane?
Yeah, and they had him actually like
that's magic.
When the spider's pinning him, he's actually holding things on a green.
Why
screen.
Why wouldn't
set.
Muschietti just be like, "Can you come and direct this scene, Kevin? Like, just give it to Kevin for because like that's as close as that man's ever going to be to a fucking comic book movie."
I disagree. I think it's closer than we think it is.
Kevin actually said that whole sequence was from his script.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah, it was.
There's a story.
I didn't realize
story.
That too. That was wild.
That's the giant Thangarian snare beast from the Superman
story. Yeah, that's
story.
What it is. Yeah,
and John Peters wanted. wanted that in his Superman.
Yeah.
And he never got it.
He also didn't. He looked pretty good. I'm not going to lie. He actually looked pretty good.
Can you, but like, I was telling Zoe this story last night. I was like, can you imagine having, we just came off of Con Air and then Nick Cage was Superman? Like, that's some crazy 90s shit for you.
Well, because that was also, that was, Tim Burton was going to become Warner Brothers' superhero guy.
Yeah.
Did Batman. He was going to do Superman. Fuck, at that point, he'd probably do
royalty. Everybody forgets that he's Disney. Yeah. Like, he grew up in Burbank, California. Yeah. His first job was at Disney as, like, some paid shit. Like, really low-end animation department stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
His loyalties with Disney are very long in the tooth. Excuse me.
No, that was, it was, I will say I'm a little sad that Bale wasn't thrown in some way. I really was waiting
that
for,
was
like, a
that would have been interesting.
A Christian Bale. Just a quick,
you
or
know,
even
I
if they had Heath's Joker, just because, you know, Heath's passed away, so CGIing that, it wouldn't be like the audience being like, outraged.
I think
be like,
they would have.
I think, like, you think so?
Because people weren't happy about Christopher Reeve.
Which I think is hilarious.
Who
because
cares?
It's like,
he's been, like,
also, no
know.
Offense, he's been dead for over 20 years.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, and to anybody out there who's not happy, the family was talked to. There's a contract. They got paid. Like,
they also loved it.
This isn't like, hey, let's see if we can get away with this.
But the family loved it.
I know.
They saw it as a huge tribute, which is, if you're smart, that's what that whole sequence is. It's a tribute to these characters.
We remember. Yeah.
We're keeping your version relevant.
Yeah.
And in a world where relevancy is
and
everything.
It's not even that. It's remembering where you came from.
Yeah.
It's
the roots, man, of it all. And the fact
dance
that this
with who
kid.
You came with.
That's right.
And it's also showing the impact of what Reverse is flashing. It's not just his universe. It's all of them.
Yeah.
He's ruining all of them, man.
And what they did with how the two Barrys told that story.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't anything else. Like, everything else was like, this is just what's happening in that universe. Like, this is how it ended.
That's
but
right.
The authenticity between one actor playing two separate characters as himself, Ezra Miller's fucking fantastic. Like, if you want to hold me over the coals because of what he's done, fine, fair enough. But, like, he's a very good actor.
I will
and
say, though,
playing,
that,
like, hey, I'm the fucking Bill and Ted Flash to, like, the anxiety-ridden Hardy Flash.
I did.
It was so Laurel and Hardy. It was so fucking Abbott and Costello, and it was perfect.
I liked when the other Barry got his powers, and he's like, ha, ha, ha. And then, like, that's it, and he's like, ha, ha, ha. And it's just, I mean, because I'm like, that's what we would all do.
But then
he
he's
phases
like,
through the floor.
Yeah, that was great. And you hear that, like,
but
the
then
scream.
He moves, like, old Barry, and Barry's like, did you move me? He's like, just a little bit. And then,
I didn't.
You can't move humans.
I wasn't a huge fan, though, and I get what they were trying to do, but I think it was just too on the nose of, like, the line where he's like, going through an event like this can be traumatic. You should seek psychology, or, like, and then he's like, I would know, and I was like,
Justice League doesn't have a good mental health system.
Yeah, no. And then I will
say, they don't have health care.
The other scene where he's telling him how he can vibrate and move through things, and then he goes through someone's house and hears someone scream, I'm like, that's kind of a little on the nose for Ezra there. I'm the Flash. Is that what he did? I'm the Flash. Well, and then you hear this girl scream. I was like, but again, that's like, I get it.
Just because Ezra demanded they put a baby in a microwave doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Was that his?
Probably not, but.
Yeah, but it's not, but it doesn't help. All I'm saying is it doesn't help.
You're right.
Right.
If the job is to take us away from the world where that happened, putting it in that world doesn't fucking do you justice.
Right. So that was just a few. And what I'm saying is it did it in a way where it took me out of the movie.
Yeah, sure.
I started thinking about that shit.
Okay,
and I was like, fuck me. Like, I don't want to be even thinking about this. Like, I'm here to watch The Flash right now. Like,
the CGI was a little rubbery. Like, if you want to get technical, and I mean, that's always what Warner Brothers, I think, has been known for. So let's give them points for continuity.
The suit
of never
in
changing.
Justice League looked a lot better.
The suit did look way better in Justice League.
I think it was one of those things where also, too, they were having a huge direction conflict. Snyder was all about the blue lightning. He was all about making it, like, different. And he clearly wanted to go back to the comics. Which,
why was
you know
it blue
I mean?
Lightning?
So I think in the way it worked in their favor, because when you have two Barrys, it then worked. Having a blue and a yellow lightning.
Sure.
If they were both yellow, it'd be so confusing.
Who's who?
So in a way, it did work in the end, but it was one of those things where I'm like, again, it's the Star Wars curse. It's the idea of being like, I did all this, now I'm passing it to you. We're not going to talk to each other. You'll know what to do with it. You know what
you
I mean?
Got it.
Oh, you mean you mean the Rings of Power?
Yeah.
Okay.
So
good example.
I will. Another thing I will say, like, obviously Michael Keaton's Batman stole the fucking show. Every scene he is in is an amazing.
The first 50.
But Affleck was great too, man. He was
everybody.
Affleck did great.
I'm so glad.
Even
he
Gal
got
Gadot.
This good vibe.
Yeah, I'm so glad, and he got an actual solid like. Tribute farewell.
He deserved it.
Yeah, it was great. And seeing Wonder Woman show up, I lost it. I didn't expect that. That was wicked. That was really cool.
The truth lasso with him.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sorry, I'm not over
you. I have
you.
Way
like,
too much of an ego to say thank you to anyone. Yeah. I dress up as a bat because it scares me.
There's a scene in the comic where Wonder Woman and Batman and Superman are holding onto the lasso of truth. And they're like, what are your names? And Wonder Woman says Diana, and Clark says Clark, and Bruce Wayne's like, I am Batman.
Yeah.
He just doesn't believe.
And he's still holding it, so he's like truly believes. He's like, oh, I'm Batman. And you're like,
there's no Bruce Wayne
I've gone
anymore.
Total kayfabe. I do not break Batman. I am Batman all day long.
Oh, I did love Flash saying, I know what sex is. I've just never done it.
Yes.
That was great. That was really great.
And he says it with such like sadness. I know what sex is, but I've never done it.
I also want that Diana and Bruce to hook up so bad. Like,
so
they're clearly
they
so into
fuck.
Each other.
They need to get like, their shit straight.
I just love that there's so much chemistry between them, but they're like, bye, see you later.
Can't
like,
replace
it's so
Steve
funny.
Trevor.
It's their fuck. No, you can't.
You can't. How do you beat that guy?
How do you beat Chris Pine and Hammer Pants?
That's right.
Yeah. Like, that's that gets me hard.
She
know.
Got him back.
I mean, so this might be off track, but like, is Wonder Woman 3 is technically still canceled? They're not
we
doing
don't,
it.
Yeah, we got nothing. It's not even.
Which kills me a little bit because seeing her again show up, I'm like, man, Wonder Woman 2 can't be the last thing you do with this character.
I need to hear that like, theme again.
Yeah. Yeah, it was
the scream and the.
It's fucking sick.
It's great. It's an homage to the 70s and then bringing in. Yeah.
Oh, it just hits so hard.
What else was. Like, this is what I will say. So, what made me happy about it is what you said, Jimmy, is the fact that there is a huge, huge chunk of the nerd population that has been in loving these characters, and the fact that it's taken them this long to finally get ambitious. On that scale of Marvel. Yeah. Like, I will say at the end, I was like, DC, finally, you guys are the same hunger.
You did it.
That Marvel is. Like, you guys are finally taking bites out of the pie the way Marvel is. But what I'm saying is, and I think there's a lot of good hope, Gunn is not one to hold back.
He's going to be our guy.
It sucks that it took them this long to do it the way that they did, but it made me be very hopeful for what Gunn's going to do.
Hell yeah.
And Gunn
That's
is,
what I want to hear
He's not
going
to hold back. He's not like, because this is what I loved the ingredients in Flash. Like, I loved Supergirl. I loved this version. I've never seen a version of Supergirl like this, and I
Me
loved
either.
It. I loved it.
The cousin line.
Yes.
When he says
like, the infant was disposed of.
Right?
You can see it in her face. She wants to murder him.
She is.
Well, when she saves the guy in the plane, and then total invincible moment, saves the dude in the plane,
and
Zod just kills them, and she's like, ah! It's like you felt it, because it's like, man, like you can't even save people with Zod around.
There
like,
is a good conversation about her coming back.
Yeah, and there should be. Alone. There should be.
I would watch
her. She deserves it.
There is no reason to not continue anything with her.
I agree.
She's incredible.
Okay, we're on a time crunch here. So, Jimmy, final thoughts for you, and then I'll go, and then we can move on to Mr. Cruz.
Again, I just want to say I'm so happy that my favorite characters are finally on screen and I get to go to these movies and they look sick. I'm so excited for Blue Beetle and I wouldn't be disappointed if we got a Flash sequel.
And Andy's directing Batman and the Brave.
Yeah, the new Batman reboot. What
the Bold and the Brave, that's what it is. He's directing it. He's directing it.
Is Victor from General Hospital on that?
Well, I mean, you know what I'm waiting for? I mean, obviously casting a Batman's going to be big, but Robin. Who are they going to get with Robin? Because Robin's the...
Damon Wayans.
Hey, listen,
he's the
guys,
most important character in there.
Guys.
Chris O'Donnell.
Wow.
Wait a minute here. I've had my Robin. His name is Chris O'Donnell.
Yeah.
He was perfect, and we're good.
No, it's going to... It's
when you... So I'm not going to lie. I wish I had posted this in, because now knowing the last thing, it made me laugh. When you posted in the group before I had seen it, just wait for that ending cameo, I literally almost saw Chris O'Donnell. And the fact that it was George Clooney,
you were pretty
I
close.
Bursted out laughing even harder. I'm like, I never in a million years thought they would even mention Batman.
Chris
we're talking Schumacher all of a sudden? What the fuck?
I kind of wish it was Arnold as Mr. Freeze. I think that would have been so funny.
Imagine if Chris O'Donnell got out of the car with him.
With him. Yeah.
Hang on. Bruce, wait a minute. Hang on a minute.
I will say, my favorite line in the whole movie, because he took it out of my mouth, was, "Who the fuck is this guy?" That was hilarious. That was really funny.
I think anybody who doesn't go see this movie because of Ezra's shit is ripping themselves
off. Really missing
out.
Don't
let that be the reason you don't see it. That's dumb.
And I think the addition of James Gunn can be seen in the soundtrack of this movie. I think he's going to write the ship. I don't know much about The Flash, but I love this movie. I was smiling. I was laughing. I was entertained. I didn't fall asleep twice like we did in Transformers.
The human storyline sucks. It's just so boring.
So
it was okay.
It was okay. But I mean, the idea of replacing that with G.I. Joes is really cool.
Agreed.
Don't see Transformers now, kids. Yeah. That's the whole plot. But yeah, I give Flash 8 interchangeable rings out of 10.
Hell yeah, Mike.
Charles?
I gave it a 7.
7?
Yeah.
Jimmy? 7.5.
7.5?
We'll split the difference.
It's fun. It's worth a watch. Don't take anything into it more than it's a fun superhero movie.
I'm excited to watch it again.
Yeah. I have to say again, just because I think we're all fanboys, but my God, Michael Keaton, please do more. Anything more.
It's like I said, Birdman got a full cycle.
What killed me is when I got out of that, I'm like, Keaton's in Batgirl. Why don't they at least let us watch it just for Keaton, man?
Because it has to be a tax write-off.
I know.
That's
funny? We already mentioned this. That movie has Brendan Fraser, who is the Oscar winner.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Keaton, who everyone is like, please keep playing Batman, and they shelved it.
That's enough of a draw.
Literally, it would have been enough. The fact that he won the Oscar alone would have been enough for them to be like, oh, first movie with Oscar winner Brendan Fraser? Bam. But yeah, they fucked up.
What time is it, Jimmy?
It's debate time. What was that?
I thought we were all going to make noises, so I thought that would just blend with everything.
Is that how you beatbox?
Maybe. It's what I imagine.
Boys and ghouls.
It's what I imagine a small child neglected sounds like.
At my signal, unleash hell. Push it. Don't push it. I'll give you a war you won't believe.
Goldstein, give me a fat beat to beat my body chest.
I don't know what kind of guy you are. I never would have agreed to work with you.
Are you going to bark all day, little doggy? Or are you going to bite? What was that? I'm sorry, I didn't catch you. Would you repeat it?
Before we get started, does anyone want to get out?
Anyways, yes, it's debate time, Jimmy.
That's a single child's call. Mother!
That's my duck call. That's when I go hunting mallards. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, that's what it is. It's debate time. As mentioned at the top of the show, this one is all about what Tom Cruise almost did but didn't do. And man, wouldn't it be fun if he did. So we're going to play that game this week.
Damn it, what did he do?
So basically the whole point is come up with a few points, examples as to the amazing Tom Cruise and why the rest of his catalog might prove why he could do the movie that he said no to, or that they, in my case, said no to him.
Yeah.
So I'll start this off. This list we'll post in the show notes, listener, because it's really funny. And like mine came up recently in like the Twitterverse and film Twitter and shit.
Really, eh?
Yeah, it chimed back up again. I think just because Tim Burton.
It's crazy, too.
With Wednesday and now Beetlejuice 2, like all the stuff that almost happened.
Yeah.
So.
What did you pick, Mike?
I guess it's his like coming to Hollywood movie.
Frankenweenie.
Right? Like. No, but like Tim Burton, I picked Edward Scissorhands. Like that's his big, like, hey, I'm here.
Yeah.
Serious as a filmmaker.
Yeah. I'd say that was the movie that basically made people like know Tim Burton.
Yeah.
Like that made it. That was an iconic movie for sure.
And Tom Cruise acting alongside Anthony Michael Hall.
Right. Fucking Oscar winning.
Oh, that's right.
So yeah, he was. There were meetings. There were lunches, his reps, Burton's reps, the studio, everybody was talking.
Because he's a little weirdo.
Was he Burton's pick? Like, was he...
No.
It had to be Depp.
He was
the studio.
Studio.
Yeah.
He was a hard studio
pick. I can't see Burton being like, get me Cruise.
No. No.
He's a little weirdo.
When you sit and think about it for a second, I've got a few reasons why I think he might be able to do it. First of all, pale skin. We've seen him do this before.
Because he's white?
No, because he was fucking Interview with a Vampire.
Yeah.
Right? It's not a stretch.
What's
to
that?
He's a whore of a vampire, and he's an asshole, and that's the complete opposite of Edward Scissorhands. But all I'm saying is imagine for a second, if you will, we take that pale skin and that frail look, and we drop a couple pounds off of Tom. We're not that far away from Edward Pocketknife, because he'd just be a little older.
Yeah. Pocketknife.
Right? He's too small to be scissors.
That was good. Well done.
So, yeah, just
that's on the board.
Interview with the Vampire. Scissorhands.
You're safe. Well, wait till I get to
pocket
my...
scissors.
I've got a real good one for you in a minute. Tom Small Stature. I think Edward is meek. Edward is quiet. I mean, Johnny Depp is, that's where Tim and John met, and we now know why they make such great magic together. But, like, if you think about it, Edward could have been a small 5'6" person. In fact, that probably would have been more interesting to watch.
Would have been easier for Vincent Price to build.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I took a kid's hand.
He would have had enough material for hands.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So then I also, point number three, Tom's a beautiful guy.
Yeah.
Right, we know this. He doesn't fucking age. But wouldn't it be funny to watch him get that Avon face cream get put on just like they did to Edward?
Yeah.
Right? Like, it would just be so anti, like, you know, the little dabs of fucking cream all around him. Because everything we know about Tom, it's stoic, it's Scientology, right? It's this unbeatable human. But this is the complete opposite of an unbeatable human. This is a human trapped in a castle with hands that are scissors. Like, that requires some...
Spoiler.
Sorry, guys.
Shush.
So, like, there's that scene where Edward breaks in to steal the van, and Kim's boyfriend is like trying to make him
Anthony Michael Hall.
Anthony Michael Hall, exactly,
the best.
But the cops show up and they say that due to Edward's isolation, it's left him without a sense of reality or common sense. Who has less of either than Tom Cruise?
Yeah.
Like,
that's true.
He has no idea about the reality that he occupies.
That's a good point. No.
Right?
Like, yeah. Like, his reality is not a normal person's reality.
Exactly.
Anyway, no.
And neither is Edward's. So, like, the sheltered life of Tom Cruise having to be like, everybody wants me because I did, you know, Days of Thunder and Top Gun. Like, you know, you could take that, put that on the screen. I can't recall much running being done in Edward Scissorhands.
Well, you're not supposed to run with scissors.
Well,
there's your downfall. You got him. Nice.
See, that's his impossible
you're
mission.
Done.
Well, no.
We've cornered him. This is like when we make Martin panic.
No,
I got him.
No, but it's fine. You
got him, Charles.
You made me come before I was ready. I was going to stroke that a few more until I got to run.
He beat you.
Well, no. I just think about it for a second. We know Tom Cruise has been blessed with genetic
running
skills.
Pick a different
one.
You want to do Tom Cruise's Rambo?
No.
That's funny.
No. Can you imagine him running around Hope, BC, trying to have PTSD? That was a rhyme.
Just trip him.
No, hang on. Bear with me for a second. So, like, he wasn't a runner, right? But if you gave Edward some athleticism, because, like, he's genetic, like, Tom's genetically blessed with being able
he's
to.
He's a freaking
not
nature.
In the height department.
No, but, like, he's lower sense of gravity.
Right.
So, like, he can bolt. So just imagine if you had that form for the marketing where you'd have Edward Scissorhands and nobody runs with scissors. Like,
he's doing,
oh my God.
Right?
He's doing the, what is
good.
It? The
right? Like you can, because we all know the running.
Nobody ran with scissors until Edward showed up.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Right? Whatever you want. But like the running with scissors joke is definitely low hanging fruit. Last point.
That's funny.
Last point is that it would have been fun to see Tom have an unhappy ending. Right.
Oh, like, yeah.
And I'm not saying that I think he could do it, but it would have been interesting to see him try to do it because the winner always wins, the plane always wins, the fucking volleyball always wins.
Does he have a movie where he doesn't win?
No. He it's like
Vanilla Sky.
Yeah, but he goes off into the sunset literally.
Yeah, but
what about the one where he plays the American maid?
Oh, you know,
American maid. I wouldn't say he won in that.
Yeah, or the one where the 4th of July. Where he becomes like the...
Oh, born on the 4th of July.
Born on the 4th of July.
Even Magnolia. I wouldn't say he wins in that.
Okay.
Nobody wins in Magnolia.
The frogs don't win, for sure.
Yeah. The audience.
But hang on. No, I want to tell you something. Out. So the reason he didn't get it while I was researching this was super fucking funny. He couldn't let go of how Edward went to the bathroom.
Oh, my God.
How does Edward go to the bath? Does he have a penis or is he a Ken doll?
It's probably a bidet if we're getting logistic about it.
But a bidet doesn't make you go to the bathroom.
No, well, no, but it cleans you, right? Because wiping is the issue.
I wouldn't even know wiping. It's like getting his penis out.
Yeah. Well, I can that's what I thought, too.
Okay, sure.
You can get your penis out with a pair of scissors, Mike?
Let's try right now.
Handles out.
Handles out.
Like laces out.
That's Ventura.
Einhorn is Finkel.
I said laces out.
We've got to go to the hospital. Michael is
we got a bleeder.
He's recircumcised.
What happened? He convinced us he could pee with scissors.
If you've been circumcised? Yeah, I did it again. No, that's not a circumcision. That's a fucking.
It's a recircumcision.
It's a recircumcision. So yeah, no, I wanted to let you know that the bathroom thing was the big thing, and
for Cruz,
yeah, and like just like all
he'll believe in Scientology, but he can't believe that a man with scissor hands could pee.
But sure, and that's the funny thing because Tim Burton was like, "That's not the movie we're making, right? Like the movie we're making is about Edward's
love,
yeah. and
it's not about his dick, Tom.
Yeah, it's not about your dick, Tom.
But what if we did a movie
about his dick?
Yeah, pretty close. Anyway, so that's why I think Tom Cruise. Should have been old Mr. Edward Scissorhands.
Oh, man. What a world
right?
that would have been.
Can you, like, I don't want to live in that world.
Because what I think of, this is what makes me even think of what's crazier. Like, he does Edward Scissorhands. Then he does fucking all the Alice in Wonderland. Like, then he
does.
Oh,
my God.
All of them, right?
Look
all
at the universe.
In the universe, you're thinking he's the new.
Well, he's his
Willy
new muse.
Wonka.
He's his new muse.
Yeah.
Oh, Willy Wonka and Cruz would have just been like a Scientology recruitment.
Everything
video.
In this room is eatable. I mean, edible. I mean, except whatever. Scientology is awesome. Get a reading. It's my horrible Tom Cruise. Okay, Jimmy, the floor is yours, sir. Prove.
I mean, it was really limitless with decisions. You could pick anything. I thought about going Willy Wonka. I thought about going First Blood.
Oh my God, that would have been funny.
Because you want something like Michael picked, something that can create a franchise, right? Something that can go on to become something.
A universe, if you will.
And I think I picked the right one. So I picked Tom Cruise is going to replace Arnie in the I was going to call it the Schwarzenegger, but it's called the Terminator. this is I think going to win the debate right here. The Tominator.
Oh my God. The Tominator.
Remember running with scissors came first.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Do you know how memeable that is?
It's
the Tominator?
Incredibly...
That's what they would fucking
Tominator.
Call him for the rest of his life.
Can you imagine him being
now
like,
you can bring a Tominator in your voice with the Toyinator.
Oh my God. Everything.
Marketable.
Hang on. Let's give him the floor before we chew him apart.
I have chosen a marketable choice.
Yes.
Remember that for sales later. Listen, the big jacked guy, it's been done. It's been played out. Everyone knows, we're scared of the big jacked guy with the huge jaw.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're so scared.
So huge.
We're all afraid he's going to bite us.
Take a bite out of you.
Like Scruff McGuff takes a bite out of crime.
The new Terminator's trying to bite you.
Tom, not Tom.
It's been done.
Yeah.
We've seen the big jack scary guy. You see the big jack scary biker with the tattoos. It's a cliche at this point. You know what's scary? A man under 5'5".
Looking at phone books.
Unhinged men. These men are terrifying.
Have you seen this woman?
I think it would make the Terminator the top. As if Tim Allen was the Terminator.
Oh, be back.
How do you hold, Ranger Tim? How do you hold, neighbor?
Oh, my God.
Wilson! Wilson!
That's art.
Oh, God. Who knew when you insert Arnold, this goes so shit. Just go on.
I think it would make the movie more intimidating. I think it would make the movie even scarier because when you see Arnie do these feats of strength, like when he picks up Bill Paxton by the shirt, right, and he holds him up, it's like, yeah, I believe Arnie could probably just do that. Now imagine a fucking android Tom Cruise. He's fucking 5'2", and he's lifting
he's
Bill Paxton by his throat above his fucking head. That's crazy. That's terrifying.
Mohawk Bill.
I think it's the same feeling people get when they see Chucky and they're terrified, but now imagine if Chucky had gorilla strength.
That was Tom Cruise actually did play Chucky.
That was going to be my next choice.
Sure.
I mean, what else do you need to hear other than the Tominator? I don't
know. Thinking of all the, like, it's just so funny. Like, I
could
see.
It's so quotable.
Yeah.
And you know what? He's a robot person. Like, he's built for this role. Arnold actually has personality and is, like, a cool guy.
Right.
Tom Cruise is not.
Yeah.
No. Christian Bale used Tom Cruise's interview.
Yeah, for American Psycho.
That's exactly right. So who
better? That's what makes me think when you say this, like,
he
the cold blooded killer.
He would crush this role. No fucking problem. He's arms trained. He knows how to use all the guns already. He's perfect for it.
Whoa. I'm just having a hard
time. And imagine
him
naked coming out of the portal doing the fucking Tebow pose.
I will do this movie, but I have to be naked the whole time.
And you know what he does in The Terminator? The Terminator fucking runs.
A lot. He does.
He does a lot of running.
He does do a lot of running. Yeah. I just have a hard time seeing him being like, give me your jacket, your clothes, and your boots.
Right, because the guys
How many guys...
They're going to get Tom Cruise to be an Austrian
Terminator.
He still has to do the accent.
Must have.
That's even better.
All right. Like,
that's my point, Mike. He goes up to these bikers, and they already are laughing at Arnie, even though he's fucking 6'6" and
he's
jacked.
Bigger than they are. And
just because
like,
he's naked, they're like, "Oh yeah, I'm not afraid of a naked man."
Why is your dick a gun?
Why is it a minigun?
You don't respect them. I would have been very afraid of a naked man in the middle of the park at night. Yeah. But whatever.
Yeah.
But if Tom Cruise comes up to them, they're laughing.
That's
true. They're laughing, right? Until he stabs them to death.
And then I'm like, okay, let's watch the so Linda Hamilton and Eddie Furlong are still in this, obviously, I'm guessing. So can you imagine the engage? Like,
no, I want Tom Cruise to play Eddie Furlong.
Okay.
He's a grown man.
Oh, my God, that's so funny.
Okay.
So funny.
So it's not
I just
want
to go to the arcade, Mom.
Move out.
You know what would be great, though, is the whole bike scene wouldn't even be it would just be Tom Cruise running.
Yeah, exactly.
And then Arnold would go to grab him, but he wouldn't need to.
You know how cheap that movie would be? If you just had him run instead of have to have a bike. And
no explosions.
No explosions.
My only thing is, okay, I could see in the first Terminator the Tom Cruise thing working.
The protecting Terminator.
But Terminator 2, Sarah Connor
revenge
could
machine?
Beat the shit out of Tom Cruise.
No,
that's what
so
I'm
if
saying.
Tom Cruise showed up and was like, come with me if you want to live, she'd be like, no.
Like, Arnold.
You come with me if you want to live.
Do you have the bigger model?
You come with me. Yeah, you come with me, actually. No. Like,
hey, short round. You come with me.
Yeah. I will say, though, the elevator part, he wouldn't even have to duck.
No.
He'd just be keep
Thank
shooting.
You.
Yeah. Yeah.
He'd just keep shooting.
And, like, he'd be like a robotic duct cleaner. Like, he could go through the ducting system. Like, all the big areas that Arnold can't go.
Eddie Furlong wouldn't have to jump to high-five him.
No, right? In fact, Tom would have to jump to Eddie.
Oh, and there wouldn't need to be
way to go on that scene, Tom. Oh, downwards high five.
No uncomfortable Tom Cruise trying to find a love interest. There's none of that because he's a robot.
I just want to say that when Linda stepped on
good point.
When Linda stepped on set for Terminator 2, Arnold was like not as cut as Arnold normally is, and she was jacked.
Oh yeah,
and he was like, "Who the fuck is this son of a bitch?"
Because it made sense. Literally, Linda Hamilton's this woman survived a robot apocalypse.
Yeah,
she's now in a mental institution because no one believes her, and she knows it's coming. Yeah, she's gonna work the fuck out, and she's gonna be crazy. Yeah,
and she was right.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, more
Willy Wonka would have been haunting.
Chucky think he would have acted.
Chucky would have been a comedy.
Oh my God. He would have been Mad Cop Cruise. Yeah. Yeah.
And
help you.
Show me the Kwan, Tom. Show me the Kwan. Yeah. Fuck. All right. Well, Charles, it's your turn. It's your turn.
The one I went with was, I guess it was technically it was a comedic casting of him in a role.
Okay.
But I wanted to go further and be like, but what if where the franchise
went? I love that.
This was on the list. I was like, this happened?
I
can't remember where it happened.
Oh my God. So probably my favorite, like, holy fuck in a trilogy ever is, I mean, opening of Goldmember is insane. That's when they were like, you know what? We've been spoofing Bond, but what if the joke was it is a Bond opening? And they went for it, and then the big kicker is it's Hollywood making an Austin Powers movie with Tom Cruise's Austin Powers.
I remember that now, yes, because the whole thing is a movie set where they're
Kevin Spacey,
but it's
DeVito.
Also before they do that, it's like the most insane stunt ever. Austin Powers jumps out of his little like car and does a flip over a helicopter and shoots them all looking at them. Helicopter blows up. He lands no problem and then turns around and it's Tom Cruise. And he's like, yeah, but, and it's the worst, possible
like
impression
Cruise.
Ever. Yeah, and then you had Gwyneth Paltrow as Dixonormous.
Hilarious.
I think it was Dixie Normous, but
yeah,
it's Dixonormous.
Sure
yeah, and then you had
Kevin Spacey
as Dr. Evil and DeVito as Mini-Me, and he's like, I'm Mini-Me. Come and get me, asshole. So it's DeVito just playing Mini-Me. I'm Mini-Me. Come and get me, asshole. He's giving the finger. Like, yeah. So I was like,
go on.
Imagine if they were like, fuck, like this was so funny as a joke, kind of like Tropic Thunder. Let's give it its own actual movie. And imagine if Austin Powers 4 does come out and it's Tom Cruise as Austin Powers. And I was like, yeah, I just think
people
that
would be so mad.
Oh, people would be fucking furious, especially because it'd be a whole movie. And it would be directed by Spielberg because Spielberg's the one directing it in the in Goldmember. Yeah, it's him. And Britney Spears shows up.
But she's a
and
robot.
And she could still do it. Yeah, she was a fembot. That's right. That's right. And they can still do that.
Like, I want to see that. I really, as much as, like, more than I want to win, I want to see. Because I really think that's the thing about him is that that sociopathic nature, I think, would make well for comedy.
Well, and imagine the opening scene of that Austin Powers. It would have to be, like, yeah, similar to Mission Impossible. They're like, we filmed a day one in case I died. But it's for Austin Powers.
I heard about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the jump, right?
So apparently that's how, so this, I went further into it because I was very fascinated by that. Apparently the shooting schedule is approved by Tom Cruise first, which I've never
that's
heard
insane.
Of from a producer and an
imagine
actor.
Imagine having that underwriter.
I've never heard of.
I believe Willis did the same thing.
Yeah.
What and, you talking about, Mike?
And anybody who... I think Stallone does the same thing for the Expendables. Like
those ones make more sense because I feel like he, you know, Stallone has directed and whatnot.
Baby.
But that's what it is, eh?
Baby.
It's not baby.
Not to get too off topic.
It's crazy.
Off topic here, but I heard they were talking about writing him out of Ghost Protocol and like replacing him with Jeremy Renner. But Tom
Cruise
was
the idea.
So good.
Yeah.
That they just were like, why do we do it?
So that was the original game plan, was because Tom...
Well, the Jeremy Renner edition's just like, what?
It's
we didn't
random.
Really
like it,
need it.
It's very
we watched
random.
It the other
but
day, and he was just kind of there.
But then how
it's
they...
very random.
Yeah.
How and they, the way they do it is
I thought
weird.
He was going to be the bad
but
guy.
But here's the thing.
Yeah, like a twist or something. Yeah.
He's part of the CIA, but really he's actually part of the IMF, who was sent to kill Hunt.
Right.
And... I believe let them go. He was guarding Hunt. He was in charge of guarding Hunt.
Because Baldwin sent him. Baldwin basically, because that's how they work Baldwin into it, is Baldwin was Jeremy Renner's boss.
But how, if that's the case of how Renner was supposed to be the new Mission Impossible, and then they spin it into where Baldwin and Renner's characters get absolved in the IMF, I'm like, that's fucking cool. Now we got the CIA as undercover IMF agents. Like,
what's also funny is like Renner was supposed to be the new Bourne and that didn't go through.
No,
because then they brought Damon back and that made no sense.
It's the same thing.
Okay. So they did the same thing.
Jeremy Renner.
And then he didn't do his own stunt very well.
And
he
then
almost
he
died.
Got run over by his own $200,000
snowplow. Yeah, that was his stunt. Like,
Cruise
probably would see him on set and be like, you know, if it was me that did, I wouldn't have fell under.
With
he's
all,
like, you son of a bitch.
With all that said, Austin Powers, please stay on target.
I mean, what I will say is I thought about this at home, too, because I was like, the big factor with this that's an issue is the Kevin Spacey factor. But he is Dr. Evil.
Issue.
He is Dr. Evil, and you're not supposed to like him. So what better way to make people hate Dr. Evil than actually continue
it? Dr. Evil's
Kevin
so likable, though.
I guess that's true.
Where my nanny would shave my testicles and put me in a burlap sack.
At least Seth Green would really have a reason to want to kill his dad, too, if it is.
Definitely.
If it is.
Well, he'd be forced to have Scientology down his throat, right? Like that, because you know if that ever happened, they would want a piece of that money. That would be fucking huge, right? Scientology
I'm almost,
back
I'm almost, now I want to look into it. It must have been really funny, though. Like, I wonder if Cruise was their first pitch for the fake Austin.
Huh.
Like, do you know what I mean? Like, I wonder if that was
how long it took to get that up the list?
Yeah, like, or if Mike, because it's all, like, the way that...
Well, Brosnan, maybe.
Yeah, like, well, and the way that Mission Possible is Cruise's baby, anything Austin Powers is
Mike Myers'
baby, right?
That's true, yeah.
So I wonder if he, from day one, was like Tom Cruise, or if that was a studio. Do you know what I mean? Like,
something
I'm just
tells
curious.
Me one of our best Canadian byproducts probably said, hey, get me Tom.
Yeah. Or
as
like
a joke.
Right. Or wanted and to then, flex his power. Yeah. And they're like, we can.
Let's see how
give
far
me Spielberg
I can push this.
Too.
Yeah.
Give me Spielberg yeah. while you're at okay, it. Give me Britney while you're at
hang
it.
On. So yeah. who else isn't busy today? Right? Who else wants to
yeah,
come down
yeah, yeah,
and do
yeah.
5 hours?
And they did, like, from what it looks like, they shot it on the lot because it's supposed to be them making, like, making a movie, right, of Austin Powers. So what if the joke, too, is it is on the lot? And those people were already on the
oh
lot.
They were just at Studio 12. Yeah. They're like, hey, you know what's yeah. happening in 6?
It's yeah. the most meta movie
it's
ever
It's insane,
made.
Right? It's insane.
Oh, my
it's
God.
Nuts.
Okay.
It's nuts. But yeah.
Before,
yeah, baby.
The floor is now closed. And it's time to pick the best What If Tom Cruise moment. What if Tom Cruise was Austin Powers? What if Tom Cruise was Edward Penis Hands? I mean Scissor Hands. That's the name of the porn.
He was worried
sorry.
About it.
That's the name of a true porn, Edward
that's
Penis
right.
Hands.
It is.
Yeah, if
it
you
is.
Say it out loud, it speaks itself into existence. That's,
oh,
how
that
porn,
how?
That's how porn works.
Seriously, that's way too connected to the human.
If language. You think of it, it's already there.
I'll tell you guys this after. It's a good idea.
Oh, God.
And then we have the Tominator. Do we have,
thank
we
you.
Have to,
fuck
yeah,
the Tominator. Yeah.
Just all right. Just
how do we want to vote?
Well, I went first, so I'll
you
vote
first.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, I do love the idea of him not like of the muscle guy gone. I think that's great because
yeah,
that's
so funny.
It's just funny, right? It's like this guy because like they did that with Jack Reacher. Jack Reacher in the books is like,
oh no, he's how he is in the show.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
seeing the movie compared to the show, it's so funny,
right?
Yeah.
I'm like, I know that this
but
isn't...
I love the movie.
So do I.
The movie's not bad.
It was
not
a
bad.
Good
bad job.
It was
I thought it was
mystery.
A little too long, but it
yeah.
was okay.
The,
was
the
okay.
ending was a little dragged out.
Yeah. Yeah.
But
yeah, yeah.
he's a killing
yeah.
machine. He's a robot from the future. He doesn't have to, as long as he's the robot.
He barely has to act.
Right. And but
get down.
Well, the argument though is that like
get down.
Cut. Yeah. I need
Tom,
a break.
Yeah. Can you
get
just
down.
Do anything?
Get down. Get down. Get down. Can I yeah. have you at hello? Can I have you at hello?
My CPU.
Anyways,
cut.
I there's small the small man syndrome. The Tominator. And, but then there's also Austin Powers to see if Flex's comedy chops. And like between those two, if yeah, I want to see the sociopath be a comedian. I'm going to go Austin Powers. I really am.
I'd love to see him try to do a joke.
It's going
right?
to turn into Les Grossman eventually at some point, and we'll realize
well,
it's
he
not
can,
a
that's
joke
it,
anymore.
Right? Like he can be funny.
He can,
he gets
but it's still in a way where it's not, if you know what I mean. Like, he's not doing funny ha-ha. Or
you think
like
he's just reading
Seth,
the lines?
Yeah, he's still
that's
reading a
scary.
Script. He's still reading a script. So,
do
like,
you think he knows why it's funny?
Well, I mean, I think he knew the Les Grossman thing would be funny, but I think when he saw after how funny it was, because, like, there's been talks of them doing a Les Grossman movie.
That's insane.
Right.
Dude.
That's ridiculous.
Dude.
Right?
Like, today, it bumped up again.
Yeah, it did, right? So, there, like, I look, this is what I've told Claudia. I'm like, this is what Tom is going to do. Tom is going to do a couple more crazy movies where he
hold
does insane stunts.
Let's get this vote out of the way so that we can.
Oh, yeah.
So, you get Austin Powers from me, Jimmy.
I mean, man, he almost got me with that no running with scissors thing. He, I think he almost really aww. Fucked you over there.
It's
I think,
not about what they say. It's about my points.
I think Tom would do a great job being Edward Scissorhands. I think he would be an uncomfortable little pervert.
Yeah.
I think he'd nail
that's
it.
That's the direction it would go. All
I'm
right.
Go
one for
Mike.
Edward, one for Austin. Charles.
Oh, my God.
Does everybody get to take something home today?
I mean, I'm, you know me, I'm such an Arnold fan that just the Tominator was, like, ridiculous.
Like, but imagine
I have the pun of the episode.
So, actually,
and you gave it to me before I even had a chance to say it.
This is what I will even say too. I don't think Tim Burton and Cruise have ever worked together.
Nope, they haven't. That would have been.
So for that reason alone, I'm fascinated with how that would happen.
Mike won.
Oh my God,
Mike! I will. Yeah, Mike. I will. I want to see like Edward Scissorhands, baby.
Was it even though collusion?
No, we didn't talk before.
Collusion?
No, we didn't.
Talk.
Cahoots.
But are you winking?
I think
winking?
So. I've never been able to do it.
God. A couple
no,
of
but
athletes.
I have to give. I think we all brought great picks. Though.
Yes.
The Tominator killed me.
Would have loved to see
that was
Martin
hilarious.
Brought.
Yeah, Martin. Well,
yeah,
he was
Martin.
Flying home. He's really bad about saying when he's leaving and when he's coming home because
he lives
said
an
neither.
Exotic life.
He does.
He really
fucking
does.
Vagabond,
he
man.
Really
like,
does.
The traveler. Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. If Tom Cruise could have been anything, it should have been Edward Scissorhands.
Edward Scissorhands.
Yeah, that'd have been great. Okay, before we go, are we all? Do we want to do what we did with Transformers and do Mission Impossible? Like, are you looking forward to it, Jimmy? Is that your jam?
Mission Impossible?
Yeah.
So like, Zoe and I watched the first one last week.
And the first one?
It's so good.
It was very entertaining. And then we watched Ghost Protocol and kind of fell asleep. So I don't really know a lot that's happening.
Okay.
So I don't know if I'll go see it. But
sure, yeah.
There's like 10 of them, though.
Right? Yeah, there's a lot. There's a lot.
There's going to be, I think it's the new Fast X.
Do I have to watch them all?
Well, what I'm assuming is if this one's called Part 1, I'm assuming Part 2 is his farewell. There's no way this guy's going to do a two-parter and then another
one. Yeah, but
what would be the point?
If the project makes a Bill 5?
Yeah.
Well, it is. Like, we know it will. That's why they're doing these. They make money.
I know. So that's why would they, yeah. if we still want,
yeah.
and they still got.
They'll do.
That's the math. That's the mathematical equation of Hollywood.
I just hope if it's like, if they do that, it's in a way where it's like, okay, it works. Not in a way where we're like,
don't force it.
Because the Jason Bourne with Damon, where they brought him back, was one of the dumbest things I've ever seen in my. It made. They basically were like, pretend like you didn't see the first three. Just pretend like what? But the reason why I'm watching this one is
because of the first three.
What the fuck? Yeah. Anyways. But yeah,
more exciting.
I will give props to Cruise for literally being like, yeah, we film all the stunts on day one in case I die.
I was telling Zoe
it's
that
pretty
like,
badass.
Watching the trailer, I was like, a lot of these are fucking practical, and she's like, no way. And I was like, well, watch it when we get home. It's insane.
Yeah. So they already showed the one where he goes off the mountain.
Yeah.
The little part that he's going up is a ramp.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
that's
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
But that's it. Like that, other
it's
than that,
cliff.
It's him going off of a, like, Evel Knievel doesn't even do this anymore.
He's dead.
He is a literal evil. No, but what I mean is, like, there's no Evel Knievel anymore for
people
us.
Don't
like,
do
there's
that.
No,
yeah. Yeah.
There's no
yeah.
Evel Knievel
it's
anymore
pointless.
Where yeah. they're like, I'm going to go do this shit that no one should do it. Cruise is basically the closest thing we have to an Evel Knievel.
For sure.
Disappointing.
I think he just makes movies to do stunts. I don't think like he's like oh
I think
he,
it's
do
for
I
him
have to do more.
I think it's a god complex he has. Like he's really doing it to be like, can I do it? I want to do it.
Yeah, fuck
like
yeah.
really, like you know what I mean. And I commend it.
Like the
go,
licenses
go
and the things he does and the work that he puts into
for
making
sure.
these movies cool
sure.
is worth the price of admission.
And you know he eats a lot of shit. For being a horrible
for
dad.
Breakfast.
For being just crazy.
And being a yeah. part of a group.
And like
know,
for lunch and dinner.
Sure. Like yeah. even a midnight snack or two. Like, and like it doesn't fall on deaf ears here. We see the fact that he's been a fucking tool. But like when he does what he does.
It's good work.
It's good work.
Yeah, like I will say as someone like.
I don't leave the movie theater wanting to get a reading, so Scientology's not been worked out.
I think that's what we should have done today. We should have gone down to the Scientology Hall on Main and gotten our Thetan levels tested.
We should have done our live recording there.
Funny.
No, but we're talking about Tom Cruise, so it's allowed. You guys legally have to
you
let
love
us
Tom.
In.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We actually
he's your ambassador, you fuckers.
I think it's in your charter of rights that you have to let this happen.
How many people do you think go in that building a day?
I don't
enough
think you're allowed
that the lights
to.
Are still on.
I guess so.
Well, they'll always be on. Cruise, anytime he... Yeah,
well,
every time you watch Mission Impossible, a Scientology place gets to stay open.
Well, think about it, though, where they're like, hey, Scientology needs to pay some taxes, and they're like, Daddy Tom,
well,
can you open
oh,
up
yeah.
the wallet for us?
They won't,
so,
though.
What I will say, and we were kind of... Like, this is what we were basically saying, is as a person who loves their craft...
There's no one
he's
else.
He's one of the best.
Yeah.
Easily.
Yep.
Yeah.
Easily. And for someone who truly is like, I make movies for people to go watch in theaters, 1,000%.
He understands
yeah.
the assignment.
1,000% is, you know, if the movie theaters are going to be kept alive, he's definitely helping that. For sure. For sure. So totally. I give him props for that. And he's obviously a legend of the industry for those reasons.
Of course.
And I will say, I love the Mission Impossible series. I think they're great. It's weird thinking about them without him. Even at his age now.
I would be,
right?
I would
weird.
Feel very ripped off if they tried.
It sounds like a straight-to-video kind of thing.
It would be.
If they do...
And it was such a campy show. Like, the thing is that when they first said Mission Impossible, it was along the lines of Batman 89. You're like, you're going to... Michael Keaton is Batman?
Yeah.
Mission Impossible is a movie?
Well,
really?
It was also too, like... And I didn't think this at the time because we were young, but now looking at it... I could see myself at my age now. If they announced Mission Impossible with Tom Cruise and Brian De Palma, I'd be like, what?
Right?
Brian De Palma doesn't make movies like that. Right? Like,
it's
what?
So, it's so
like,
good,
is though. There going to be a random fucking
there
insane
so
sex
many
scene in this movie? Like, yeah.
There actually
oh,
wasn't,
yeah.
though.
Oh, yeah. But I do love that De Palma is very much like, you can make intensity with where the camera is.
Yeah.
Not even just
no,
the dialogue.
He's right.
Where the camera is, and it's so...
And he's totally right.
Oh, yeah, that
oh,
scene where...
The,
you've never seen me
that's
very... The way he's
yeah.
filming that, you're like, oh, I feel uncomfortable
it's,
here. Yeah.
It's
yeah.
from below at angle.
Yeah.
We're inverted, basically.
And I...
And, inverted. And it makes you feel that you're under their
spell.
Emotion under the
well,
spell.
And,
yeah.
and it's just, you know, it's classic. It's just that classic filmmaking. And also, I will say the first one, still till this day, given all the crazy fucking stunts that man has done, still has the most iconic scene, which is the scene in silence dangling in the ceiling, trying
yep.
to grab that disc.
Everybody's referenced it.
It's but it's such a cool scene. I was lucky enough to see that in theaters. And I'm telling you guys, that was the first time that I experienced what, like, absolute silence with that amount of people in a room together was like. Because everyone...
Sound being absorbed.
Literally.
Yeah.
Literally.
It's a vacuum.
And when he... And the first time there is the sound in it, when the knife hits the thing, literally it was followed with... like, people literally like, oh, my God. Yeah. It was so... It was one of those things where I'm like, I don't care what that man does or where Mission Impossible goes, to be able to be like, I remember seeing that in theaters and how crazy
so
that
sweet.
Scene was. Very cool.
I confer, sir. I concur, doctor.
I concur.
With that said, me and Charles are obviously gonna go see it. You should too, listener, and then you should tell us about it after you see it on our voicemail line, which is in all of our shit on all of our social media. So if you've liked this episode or any other episode and you have an opinion on such matters, you can leave it on our voicemail line, which is you just dial a phone number that we don't see
you
dialing.
You do 204-911.
yes, exactly. tell them your favorite part of the show,
yeah.
And they won't
but
send
make
you
sure
a
it's
bill.
The Winnipeg 911.
Yeah, not your local. But you can leave a voicemail up to 5 minutes long of any critique or any idea or what you think should have gone into this show
yeah.
or any other show. Link in our bio at our social media, which is Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. At Real Debaters Pod on Twitter and Instagram. The Real Debaters Podcast on Facebook and RD Podcast Shorts. There will be clips of this episode. You can see our faces behind microphones if that's your jam and you like short form content. Right here. I'm looking at you. You can see us at RD Pod Shorts on
maybe
on
you're deaf.
YouTube.
And yeah. that's,
maybe you're deaf.
And that's how you consume media.
Right? We do subtitles for such an occasion, right?
That's true.
So we probably don't sound as funny without
maybe
sound.
Maybe you're
but,
a visual learner.
That's right. And we got good visuals.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we got some Brian De Palma visuals.
Zoom.
So, yeah, subscribe to the show if you've also liked what you've heard today, because that's the whole name of the game here. The more you subscribe to what me, Jimmy, and Charles, and everybody else do here, the more it ranks us up, the more people see us, and then it's successful for everybody, because we want as many people to masturbate along with us, hashtag, as much as possible, because masturbation
right.
is lots of fun. We're just talking about arguing in big crowds, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I've been Edward.
Oh my God.
I've been Austin, baby.
And I would like to apologize for grabbing so many butts in the 90s. I didn't know.
The Terminator.
I am not the bad guy.
You're welcome. Welcome. Get to the Mission Impossible.
I have been Michael. This has been Charles and Jimmy. Say bye, guys.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
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 To the day.
Farewell and adieu to you, fair Spanish ladies.